Good morning, everyone. This is Sally. Hope you all are doing well. It's Sunday, February 13th, Super Bowl day in the US, which is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. today. It should be an awesome game. I am in San Antonio, and I'd like to speak today about a very important topic, and that is, how do you make critical decisions effectively? Now, this is as relevant in your workplace as in your personal life. And is there a common framework which we can apply to any situation that requires us to make a decision between two or more alternatives? The answer is yes. There is a common framework, which is a very effective way to evaluate potential alternatives to an issue. So, what does that framework look like? Well, let's illustrate the framework using a particular use case, which will help us frame this conversation. Say the use case is that you are evaluating two different job offers. The same framework is applicable to other use cases, but let's frame this conversation leveraging this particular use case. So you've got job offer A and you've got job offer B. So how do you evaluate which of those offers you should take, and what is the framework you use? Well, the first common aspect is try to remove emotion out of it. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that try to be as objective and logical as possible without being emotionally attached to either of the alternatives. Now, this is difficult to do because we are emotional beings and we tend to get attached emotionally to one of the options, either due to the sizzle of the steak or due to our natural proclivity or inclination towards one aspect of the role, or just something that we have always wanted to do. As an example, if you have job A and you have job B, and job B gives you the ability to travel internationally and cover a different region, so say for example, EMEA compared to the US. Now, emotionally, if you like to travel and you like business overseas, you're going to be more attached to the job B because it gives you the ability to do that. But fundamentally, job A may be a better option. So try to separate emotion from logic. The second thing is evaluate what is really important to you and then see how each of those alternatives stacks up against your priorities. What do I mean by that? So, for example, obviously compensation is important, work-life balance may be important, quality of life may be important, the ability to work smart and yet be rewarded handsomely may be important compared to working like a dog and making more money than job A, for example. Spending time with the family, being home almost every day of the week may be important. Whereas job B, because it requires you to cover international markets, may require you to travel a lot and stay away a lot, and that's why that is something to be aware of. Besides that, it may also be the brand, right? Job A may be with an organization that has a bigger brand and is more well established. Job B may be with a smaller company that does not have a great brand but is growing rapidly. If brand is important and with brand comes organizational reputation, then that is something to think about as well. The other issue obviously is risk, right? You got the reward and then you got the risk. So job B may have a higher reward, but it may also have higher risk. The risk of not working out as per the plan could be a risk. The risk of failure could be a risk. The risk of getting laid off could be a risk. The risk of the company being acquired and the position being eliminated could be a risk. And the risk of not achieving the corporate objectives, which in turn would roll down to you, could be a risk as well. So that is a risk that you have to factor into the decision. Now, job A may have a relatively lower reward, but it may also have much lower risk. And that could be due to multiple factors, as we've discussed, right? Brand, longevity, established business model, established relationships, solution that is in high demand, customers that are paying for it already, etc., etc. So if you're at a stage in your life where you want to minimize the risk, then you may want to look at job A compared to job B, because job A has lower risk. The other factor to consider is, how does that position you for your next step? What I mean by that is, so you take one of these jobs, but how does that propel you for the next role that you have after this one? That's again something to think about, because you want to have a long-term horizon and you don't want to just look at the immediate step, but at least one or two steps ahead of that. And one of those jobs may do better in that area in terms of propelling you and preparing you and positioning you for the next step after this one. So that's something to think about as well. Also, sometimes you need to reach out to people that you trust and people that are fully aware and more equipped to handle certain components of the attractiveness of the role. For example, if there is one of them is offering you stock options, then you have to really understand how the stock options work, what the vesting period is, what the vesting cliff is, what is the valuation, what is the strike price, etc., etc. Now, you obviously cannot be excellent in everything, so you need to have the network of specialists that you can trust and get advice from, and lay your cards on the table and then let them tell you and let them give you their professional opinion as to what that particular component of the offer is really worth and how much value does it bring. Because at the end of the day, the company may be positioning themselves as awesome, and hopefully they are, but the stock option may not be as valuable as you think it is. So reach out to your network of specialized resources and gain their opinion. And last but not the least, at the end of the day, you have to put the two alternatives side by side on paper and list them out and do a SWOT analysis and see how each of them compares, and you give them a particular score. And then you tally the score, and each of the variables could have different weights compared to what is critically important to you. And then you arrive at an overall score. Do not forget to talk to your family as well, because whatever decision you take is going to impact them. So get their input. And once you've got the input from your family and you've sat down and you figured out what is important to you and you've got the advice from your specialized network of resources, don't forget to pray about it. Ask God to give you the wisdom to choose appropriately, and then take the action and decide. You cannot make everyone happy. You have to do what's right for yourself and your family, and then take the action and then communicate it appropriately. You don't want to burn any bridges, because we all live in a connected world, and the door that you're closing today may open for you down the road, and you still want to have the ability to walk through that door. So do it in a way that is amenable and respectful, and take the decision and act. So as you can see, an important decision has many dimensions to it, many facets to it, and you need to take the time and make the investment to really evaluate the decision along all the dimensions and all the different facets and across the time horizon, so that you make the best optimal decision and then execute. The best thoughts are useless if you don't execute. Hopefully this was helpful. This is Sal Selly. Till next time, take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.